So with that, let's open it for a discussion. We would love to hear some of your thoughts. We don't think there are any questions, but we don't know that. So if there are, please voice them so that during your rest time and your review time, you can benefit greatly.
I would like to say something. Excuse me. You've been talking today, I realize how much I have changed and grown in this last year, and not just in the last year, but from my time with Mastering Alchemy and then Seeding of the Divine, and now the changes that I see in myself have been amazing. And I have to step back and look at myself and say, well done, and realize who I am. I have to deal with, well, not deal with, but I have to have a talk with a person that's supposed to have been helping me, and I've just realized that she has been totally in her 3D body and not grounded. She had me totally confused and disoriented on Monday as an instance happened, and I find I need to have a sit down talk with her tomorrow afternoon when she comes here, and let her know what's been going on with me and how her energy has been disrupting me and leaving me unfocused. And it took me a while to figure it out, but now that I feel really confident in what I have to say to her without hurting her feelings or without blame, and just keep it to myself and what I'm seeing, and it's not working for me. So I'm excited to see how tomorrow goes when I have this conversation with her. It hasn't been that long ago. I wouldn't have been able to do this. I could not speak out for myself to anyone. And I think opened myself up to a lot of abuse because of it. And now I'm saying no more. This is it. This is who I am. So I want to thank all of you, everybody here that has been participating, because we all grow together in this. And without all of you, I wouldn't have been able to, maybe I would have been able to see it, but it would have taken me longer. And this new growth that I feel and see in myself, I really like it. It's been there all along. I just haven't been able to let it out. Like you said, Joan,
Yeah.
and a lot of those old patterns, that held us back.
You're right. Are falling away.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's done. I'm done. I'm done with all of that. I'm moving on.
Well, good
It
for you.
feels really good.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you all very much for just being part of this. This is like such an amazing experience. I have been channeling my soul for quite a while now, and I've become aware of the different levels of that channel, you know, the higher the higher levels have come through amazingly so. And I have to say, I'm pretty damn impressed. I really am.
Rise and promote.
I'm like, wow, this is me. This is really me, you know? And I find it interesting because my voice, I have a definite voice when my soul is speaking. And I have recently, because of the work we've been doing, opened up to the very bottom level, and they really were really clear with me that this is the bottom level of my spirit. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I picture a round table in myself, and I invite my physical body, my body elemental, my soul, and most recently my spirit to come and have a voice. And when I did that to my body elemental, I realized for the longest time it had no voice. It would show up at the table, but was never allowed to speak. And so I gave it a voice a number of months ago, and it really has, it's been interesting. So I decided to do the same thing to my spirit. And it is now beginning to open up and have a voice, actually. But I'm just completely enamored with my soul, and it has a tendency to be a teacher, and it will sometimes, because I'm speaking out loud, you know, it will sometimes go, well, you know, This is what you think about this, and I'm paraphrasing this, but how about we open it up a little and would give me a different viewpoint, you know, obviously a higher one. And I keep thinking, it's like, oh, Master, I must be one of his favorite students because I can hear his voice, you know.
And how long did you cultivate that voice?
Oh God, for years, I guess. Yep. But
that's what we're saying. Look how far you've come.
Oh, I know. I mean, I'm just so grateful. You have no idea. I really am. I'm just totally grateful. That's really all I wanted to say was that, you know, it's like most of my work is experience. You give me thoughts and ideas, and I take them out and I try them out. And that's kind of how I call it. I'm doing this by the seat of my pants, because I'm not a scientist kind of person. I'm an experience kind of person. And you've given me so much to work with, and the gifts are just incredible, and I don't want to take up lots of time, so thank you. And Joan, let's have lunch.
Okie doke.
Whenever you feel okay. Yeah, okay, anyway. Ciao.
Hello, this is Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi. I'm sorry, my computer is goofy, so I'm very anonymous. There's no phone number, no name, no picture, but I'm here.
We say your name.
Oh, okay, good. I want to keep this short because I give others a chance to express too, but this, I have to say, in all the 13 years since mastering alchemy, this has been the most physically challenging year that I've had. And it's only not only physical, but it's mental. And up until, just today, as I was listening, I realized that I've been doubting myself all this time. And today I had just such a felt sense of being totally with everybody in the temple, totally worthy to receive, totally grateful, not only to Joan and Melina and John, but to every single one of you all, because it is this frequency level that I've been raised to, that you've all shared. It's just like everything is coming clear. And physically, I look forward to healing more, but I just feel like I've crossed a huge line, and that I like Linda's metaphor of being at the table. And I really just feel like I'm at home at the table with all of you. And I have had this misbelief that I've been bound by my body and my mental abilities, but I feel like maybe it's just in the frequency that I'm in right now that I feel free and I feel hopeful, and I love you all, and I thank you for everything. And that's all. And I'm going back on mute. And okay, bye.
Well, we want to thank you for all the segments that you provide for our group also, Peggy. And we're thrilled that you see the beauty of who you are, because we see it.
Joan, in September, I celebrated the 25 years doing this work. I started with Mastering Alchemy when it was Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
And the growth and holding and not yielding to other people's opinions or, who they think I am, not being the effect of that, and feeling worthy to have a seat at the table and speak my truth and my voice. This last few months has been, had I not had that, had I not had that foundation and built on that foundation and believed in it, and especially this last year with AML and that strength and that conviction that I do belong and I am at the table. I lost 4 family members and 3 dear friends in 4 months. And the ability to speak my truth to those who were grieving and give them hope is something that I feel incredibly blessed by, and helping those individuals make their transitions. Had I not had this, it probably would have been my undoing this year. I'd probably be sitting in the corner going, but I am so entirely grateful to the support of this group and the love and the dedication that everybody shows. And I just wanted to say thank you to all of you. And I'm just so incredibly, incredibly proud of allowing myself that freedom and that commitment. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kazuko.
Hi, Kazuko.
I'm going to put my face on too.
Hi. Oh my gosh. It's such, I just feel, I'm in awe. I feel just everything, everybody said, I so resonate. And this overview you, John and Melina, you gave us, I so appreciate. And it's just amazing. It's just incredible. And John, you commented, I don't remember what you said now, but it just, you know, it's, I remembered long time ago, one of my spiritual counselors I was working with, she said, all those beautiful masters, they are just absolutely in love with themselves. And when I heard that, I couldn't, you know, even remotely relate to that. And so when I heard, John, you spoke about yourself, your reflection, and I felt, yeah, well, how do I feel? Well, okay, maybe it's not that far anymore. And it was, yeah, it just, you know, touched my heart, everything touched my heart. So thank you so much. Thank you for everything, all the year, this year, everything. I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
You know what's so amazing, Kazuko, is that when we make those statements that you love who you are, you know what you mean by that. And your ego, it's not that it's not there, but it's been transformed through these energetics. So you can speak that from your heart and your soul.
And that is just so, you know, you just feel that in my heart. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
But as I listen to this, it's, and Joan and I have talked about this, it's remembering the divine essence of who we are. We are these huge, magnificent beings of light. And we've just forgotten in this density. And through the course of this work, the pathway has been taking us step by step, class by class, you know, frequency by frequency, to remembering and returning to that essence. But what the beauty is, that I'm so appreciating here from all of you, because I feel it in myself, is that we're now beginning to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yes. So you are these big, big, beautiful beings. So, you know, there's just shine your light.
It's a magnificent light that you have to shine, all of you.
And know it for yourself, yes, as well. Embrace the light that you are. So that's exactly what the goal of this year specifically, has been about, to get us to that point. And we will open up next year talking even more about that soul, and which is going to lead us more into fullness of being able to then really understand who we are as spirit next. So it's all part of, but you're all right there. So it's awesome.
Well, it's such a wonderful note to finish out this year on, when everybody can speak together. And seem, the ones we've heard from seem to be all on the same page as far as their transformation and their opening of their heart to themselves. And that's so important.
Right. And, you know, and this year has been challenging for a lot of us. In fact, the last couple of years have been extremely challenging for a lot of us. But guess what? You can show up. You continue to show up time and time again. So that is because we're beginning to as individuals and as our collective to be able to draw from and hear the wisdom of our soul that we are so much more. So really be proud of yourself. You know, and I know these classes and these teachings have been my anchor for the last couple of years, and certainly for Joan. And, you know, it's in this collective, the energy that we all create when we come together as this collective is beyond words. So I appreciate each and every one of you.
Greetings.
Greetings.
It is I, Imhotep. I always wanted to say that.
And you did it so well.
Yes, you did.
Well, first thing I want to say is thank you guys, especially Joan. Thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Milena, for the work that you've done in assisting. Joan, you know, we go way back from, I met you at Mastering Alchemy, and we've had a few private sessions. And I remember the first one, Akanea, and I was dealing with those issues of less than and lack and getting out of your own mind. Had my experiences, that I kind of probably shared a little bit, you know, when I was 18 and didn't understand any of that fully. Didn't know what it meant. And I had nobody to reach out to in all those years, just trying to search and trying to put pieces together. And then I found you in this group. And it has been tremendous. It's been wonderful. Wonderful. And though I've learned a lot, it has been mainly affirmations. I came out of the Christian church. And so a lot of questions I had, you know, the preachers, they couldn't answer these questions. And my interpretation is that God made man in his own image, in his own likeness. End of story. You could have stopped right there. Then in Psalms, David said, know ye not that ye are God's children of the Most High. Paul said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. They didn't talk about none of these things. Christ said, I am in my Father in me, ye in me. And I in you. So what this has been is a confirmation, an affirmation of this knowledge and understanding, this teaching that Christ was teaching, had taught all those years, but it was just misinterpreted. It was corrupted, and it had been made a religion of fear and control, of guilt. And these are the things that had to be broken away. And that's what this group has been, to tear down those barriers and understand who you are, that you are one with the all. Like you said, the foundation, singularity, quantum entanglement, fractals. Fractal is a fraction. How is it possible that a fraction contains the whole? It sounds mathematically impossible, but that's who we are, a fraction that contains the whole. So we continue to grow, and based on, you know, me just scanning the internet, and, you know, I listen to, you know, a lot of the YouTube, that this 1111, this portal that opened for the divine energies, the largest amount of this divine energy coming in and helping us in the world in this ascension process. And then coming again and saying that, look, the archons, all these things on the higher levels, that have been controlling the earth for millions of years, now they've been defeated. The Archons, you know, the Greys, all these that have been manipulating the minds of men, controlling them and making them slaves. You giving your power up to them. You worshiping them because you worshiping something outside yourself instead of understanding that the light is within you and that you too are a God. I think I'll end on that one.
Thank you.
Amen.
I think Valerie was trying to talk. Go ahead, Valerie.
I just wanted to make a comment and firstly, I empathize with what everyone has said about the things that they've had to come to grips with about loving ourselves and being one with God, finally. what I have noticed lately, two things. When I talk to people that we have, we don't agree on things, I can kind of stay in that balanced state and discuss things. And even if I get excited about something, I still don't say anything that harms anybody in my speech or anything. I still am honoring the person I'm talking to. And I'm starting to see that spark of God in everybody now. Anybody I come in contact with, I'm starting to look at them like one of us, you know, that spark of light that may not have been activated yet, but it's still sitting there. So, and then another thing is that the things I've been, that interest me, like music, I find myself just feeling joy whenever, like, I went to the symphony, went to a small bluegrass jam and an open mic jam, and I just am feeling joy all the time being around stuff that I enjoy. It's just, you know, I start smiling, I can't stop. It's just, it's my consciousness, I guess, is getting happier. That's a big change that I've noticed lately. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, family. This is Jody. Let's see if I can't get video. There we go. Geez, Mastering Alchemy started in 2000. Started. Now, greatness. Even though I don't see mine all the time, I know I see yours. And I love you all. It's been tough year. And this is the foundation sitting in the temple. It's just such a blessing. You know, leave it there. I love you all.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to... Every session was pretty potent for me. And just brought up a lot of spiritual teachings that I felt in my heart that I knew. and am remembering again. But I have to say that the experience of the Ark of the Covenant, when we first were introduced to that in MA, expanded for me, and I didn't understand why until we upgraded it in session 13. And that just explained everything to me about my experience that I had years ago. And there's something very important about that.
Yes, there is.
And I just wanted
it to come.
I can only imagine, but my experience with it expanding into our field, that's what happened to me in MA, and I didn't really understand, but it had a tremendous effect on everyone and everything around us. It just expanded into that light, and encompassed everything for miles. That's all I can say, but I wanted that. That was a confirmation for me, and I wanted to thank the council and Elena and Joan for sharing that upgrade, because that really resonated with me. It's not kind of off from everybody else's confirmation about the soul, but that goes hand in hand.
Yes.
In the soul spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. You are a big part of this community, as is every single soul in this group. I just stay in gratitude personally for everything that we have been given us over the last several years. It was so precisely orchestrated. I just cannot tell you how that amazes me. I don't know why. It's because I have a very big part of myself that has a rational look at things. So, yeah, thanks for bringing that up, because it was a big deal, Sandy. And I'm glad to hear of your experience. And through that experience, you have a better understanding now because of the energetics and the light that you carry.